So, hello everyone, and benvenuti in my home country of Italy. Today I will talk about a retrieval augmented generation implementation for OpenACS. So first of all, a little bit of disclaimer. This will not be an AI talk specifically. It will just be a talk about an application of AI. I'm not an expert. I won't be able to go into the model details and so on. Still, I will explain what retrieval augmented generation is and how it works in principle. So what is retrieval augmented generation? First of all, we have a large language model, which is a computing model capable of simulating a conversation. It is good at translating, paraphrasing, integrating multiple texts together. It is trained on a very large data set, and therefore, it may also embed some actual knowledge, some actual facts, but because its purpose is that to simulate a conversation, it will make up stuff, and it is not bound to truth in specifically. But it can be instructed by prompts to make answers more relevant or specific. Then we have an information retrieval system, which many of you know. It is a system where a corpus of documents are indexed via natural language processing techniques, stop words removal, stemming, whatsoever. Then they're put into an index, and then they're used to, this index is used to query. Relevant documents are fished out of the index, and this is a way to search into this corpus of documents. Retrieval augmented generation is basically the union of a large language model and an information retrieval system. So we have our query. This query is sent to an information retrieval system. Relevant documents are extracted. They're used to extend the question with relevant context. And then the large language model will be responsible to provide an integrated, paraphrased, translated reply. Optionally, we could use the very same large language model system to improve the information retrieval via using semantic indexing. So some of these large language models are capable of producing an embedding of our document. An embedding is a vector representation of our document where the dimensions are basically concepts. This allows them to search into this index via its semantic representation. Our query will also become an embedding and will be used to produce the vector distance between our query and the documents into the index.
Okay. I was hoping this to be more visible. But I will try to... So...
Can I try to zoom it?
Okay.
Well, I will continue like that. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah. I will just explain what. So we have a query. We have a question about elves. So what are elves? This query is first sent to the information retrieval system. The information retrieval system will.
Will come. Oh shit.
It's okay.
Just ara la figa da fuoco.
It's getting worse. Yeah.
It's okay. I will just explain. So this is the question. And the question is, what are elves? This is sent to the information retrieval system. And then a few documents, actually document snippets, will be fished out of our database. And for instance, a few facts about elves. Elves is a type of humanoid, supernatural being. Elves are mentioned in medical texts. Elves are from German folklore and so on and so forth. The combination of our question and the context will become the augmented prompt. So we have our prompt would be, you are a helpful AI that strives to provide brief and concise responses. Given this context, please reply to this query. This augmented prompt is sent to the large language model, which will produce an augmented, the so-called augmented generation, that will be basically the integration of the information coming from the context, replying to our query.
Oh, life is hard, you know. It's an excuse. You see it's there.
I see. Okay.
I think this one should work. Just didn't have focus.
Some of you that might be familiar already with large language models might know that it is also possible to extend the knowledge of a large language model by a fine-tuning. Fine-tuning means you take the large language model, you provide it additional data set, you let it churn this data set, and with the purpose of getting a model that is more knowledgeable, in particular about those topics where you want the model to be fine-tuned.
Fine-tuning an LLM is much more complex in comparison with the retrieval augmented generation because it is computing intensive. It is scientifically harder because then one should ensure that after this fine-tuning, the model actually became better at providing replies to your questions. While retrieval augmented generation is convenient because the large language model is just a drop-in component. It could be ChatGPT hosted in the cloud, it could be your own little model running on your GPU, but it is basically a black box. You just assume it is an information blender that will compose my information. I don't need to rely on its own knowledge. It just needs to work. It just needs to provide this text integration. Retrieval augmented generation is also easier to control because via prompt you could instruct the large language model to just focus on the context you provide. Therefore, you have so it is easier for you to ensure that the model will only reply on the information that is relevant to your question. In fact, many applications on the market, Google, ChatGPT itself, there are off-the-shelf tools, are already in some form of retrieval augmented generation. And for instance, the typical example is you ask questions on Google, Bing, DuckDuckGo, one of the things you might see as the first result is some AI reply, which is the integration of sources that were fetched from the internet put together into a response. This is an example of retrieval augmented generation where the database is the internet, actually. But it would make sense that you roll your own solution, for instance, when your knowledge is very specific. So you don't want it to go over the whole internet, you just want it to stay on your very specific database, where this knowledge is very authoritative. So again, you don't want it to go anywhere else than your very authoritative source of information. Or maybe this information is proprietary, privacy sensitive. You don't want it to go anywhere else than in your own system. On OpenACS, we have already some of the ingredients that allow to implement a retrieval augmented generation system. Well, this one does not come from OpenACS, but it's the core of our large language model system. It's called OLLAMA, and it is an open source tool that allows to run large language models locally on consumer hardware. It implements a whole series of optimizations with some trade-offs. I won't go into the details, but the cool thing is you have a collection of models, for instance, the LLAMA from Meta, the Phi from Microsoft, Alibaba, Qwen, and every day comes a new one. So you really have this concept of a drop-in replacement. You can try, experiment. And it also provides a ChatGPT compatible web API, which allows
for an easy integration in your own applications. OpenACS already comes with an information retrieval implementation, the search package, which supports Postgres and Oracle via their own specific full-text search modules. One cool thing of the search package is that many downstream packages, such as the file storage, ExoWiki, and all the, its family of application, the forums package, and so on, they already come with the callbacks where the content of the forum post, for instance, it's already transformed into a text representation, it is already chopped into pieces, it is already indexed into for instance, the Postgres database. And the driver already enforces access control. So whenever we fish out documents from the search package, only stuff where my user is able to read will be taken out of the database. So that's something you get for free. The typical example is the Google-like search interface that you could find on the OpenACS website. This is the search package in action. PGVector is another ingredient I use in my implementation. It is a Postgres module that allows to store and retrieve vector data types. As I mentioned before, embeddings are a vector representation of a text document. So you need a system to store these vectors and also to query them. And PGVector offers, for instance, indexes over these vector data types to make also the retrieval very efficient. Implementation. So first of all, I wrapped the Olam API, nothing special, but because many of these large language models will prefer to provide a streaming reply, so first of all, large language models are heavy to compute. So what happens is you might get your reply quickly, but most of the time it will take multiple seconds until you get your reply. And so Olama, for instance, the preferred way to receive your reply would be via streaming. Our first implementation was using the Tipple HTTP package, which supports some kind of streaming response. But then, thanks to Gustav Neumann, NaviServer introduced also its own streaming capability for HTTP client. And this is how I get my response from the Olam API. Then I implemented a new search driver where I implement a context segmentation. So I use the text representation that comes from the search package. I chop it into slightly overlapping chunks. And then I create a further index that will be used to extract these chunks whenever I query the model. I will have examples of this later. Yes. So for instance, we have an example of a document over here. This document is divided into segments. As you can see, each segment is slightly overlapping. The point is, the large language model is so smart that this is not doesn't really matter, because so first of all, this way we always get full sentences, or the idea is that we don't chop sentences in half because those segments are overlapping. And also we assume that the large language model with its intelligence will tolerate this noise and will make sense even of partial sentences. For instance, here it was split slightly before the start. But this won't matter in the large scheme because the large language model is smart enough and can bridge these gaps whenever integrating the text. Yes, so whenever these texts are produced, they are sent then to the Olama backend to be transformed into embeddings, and these embeddings are put into our index for future search. We have here a little example. We have a searchable object. The searchable object becomes a text representation. This text representation is divided into multiple segments. these segments are sent to the embedding model that will transform it into embeddings, so vector representation. And together with the reference, this will constitute our PG vector index. The cool thing of using the search package is that we can use then our existing packages and our existing documents as a knowledge base. So the Ollama package can be instantiated multiple times. We can mount a file storage or a wiki or a forum underneath. And then this will be treated as a knowledge base, so the place where we can get context for our replies. I will have an example of this also. Another feature that was, as I mentioned, the large language models are heavy, their replies take time, and this also is true when it comes to indexing my documents. So I needed a way, I could not just wait on the user interface until the whole indexing took place. And so a little upstream contribution that came from this Ollama package is server sent event notifications. When these server sent event notifications are activated, then the client will subscribe to this channel. This package will send notification whenever indexing is finished. This way we can know. We can just let the system do its job, and then eventually we will get a notification. Okay, now for... Yes. Here I show a little example where I inquired the large language model without any previous knowledge. I asked it, what is Bullet? So later we will see, because Bullet is a physics library. So, but this, of course, large language model doesn't know about it. So the thing that it replies, yeah, Bullet could be a projectile, it could be a programming language, it could be a social media. It will reply with the knowledge it embeds already, and trying to guess. Later on, I store in the knowledge base package a manual where Bullet is described as a physics library to implement interaction between physics body and whatnot. Okay, now I ask the question again. First of all, the system will provide me with references, so where did it get the information it is currently using to provide the reply to me? And it will also reply with a more relevant reply. So I managed to constrain the reply to the context that was interesting to me. Okay, clicking on, this is a big wall of text, but it's interesting because we can click on every such reference, those links up there, and it will show the text inside every chunk that was used to reply. The interesting part is, you see, it is a normalized text representation, stripped of every markup, stripped of every whatever control characters, and so on. The large language model can make sense of all of this. So it doesn't matter that the chunk representation is messy, because the large language model, this is where the large language model can shine, not in the actual knowledge, but in the bridging of all of this information and make a sensible reply out of it. The package can be configured in various ways. So for instance, we can embed our documents into using batches. So we don't send every chunk one by one, but multiple at once. We can decide how much these chunks overlap in words. We can decide how big every chunk is. Of course, smaller chunks means a bigger index. More overlapping means possible duplication, and so on and so forth. It's all a trade-off. Which embedding model we want to use? Here we have Yeah, this one is interesting. This is the prompt that we send with every query to the model. So we are instructing the model saying, use the following context as you learn knowledge. The knowledge will be put into this text. And here you see a variable will be expanded. And then we instruct the model to say, if you don't know the answer, state that you don't know, don't try to make up an answer yourself. If you are unsure, seek clarification. Given the context information, address the query, and this is the query with our query to the model. Further parameters can be specified to decide how many documents will be used to generate a reply, and so on and so forth. I think I should be able to play a video now. Oops. Oops. Maybe I won't be able to play a video. I can show it to you later if you are interested, but this video that won't play today or later maybe, what we see is I write a message to the model and then the model will reply and you will be able to see the reply coming little by little via the streaming interface new in Navi Server 5. So, the retrieval augmented generation I did not invent by any means, and it is in fact it was very much reverse engineered from the one available in Open Web UI. Many thanks, of course, to Gustav Neumann because as always supporting my little ventures here and there with OpenACS. And this was also a very nice feature to have all in all. So. Thanks a lot. And if you want to check out the final result, this will be the link. And you can see the package, how it is, and what it can do. Many thanks for watching. And if there are any questions, please.
Glad to have quick laptop switching time. So if you could already come in front, so we run a bit late. So yeah.
I mean, first also for the audience, a comment. I mean, this PDF file you saw before is just a plain PDF file which might have images or whatever. And this PDF file is converted with OpenACS infrastructure, which means GoScript, just open source tools into a text, and the text is afterwards fed further. And there are generators for whatever, PowerPoint and Word and you name it, HTML context. I mean, you can merge in any kind of context for this query. It's just the connection. But the other question is, would you like to put it on the normal OpenACS repository? Or what is the reason for having your own repository? I mean, aside of whatever attribution to your person and so on, but is this wouldn't be useful to? Is there some stopping whatever case where which or blocking case which why not put it in the repository? I mean, there would be many users for this.
I have nothing against publishing in a broad. It's already published, but to publish it in a broader sense, it will not be a problem. The way it works now, it works, so it does what I've shown, or rather not shown, but feel free to come to me and I will show you the video. And it still has some rough edges. So right now what it does, it works, you can mount it, you can put your knowledge base underneath, will reply to your question. But for instance, you need to set up this Solama. It is a little bit of work.
Yeah, but Solama is easy to set up. Docker images, whatever.
Yeah, the idea was to, because the moment you publish it in the general repository, then you need to support it in a larger sense, and this and to keep it private, so to say, it is easier to make decisions.
Maybe,
so to
maybe
say.
Somebody can contribute to it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so great work. Thank you.